Join us for this reprise edition of Unlock Your Wealth Today, Freedom Fest Live and Uncut from the Paris Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are we keeping
the people waiting for? Come on. Start the show. Come on.
Okay.
Light this candle.
All right. 3, 2.
You guys are seeing how this the sausage is made here.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a false start. Are we starting?
Yeah, let me do it.
Okay.
3, 2.
Professionalism.
Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth TV.
Thank you for that. Outstanding.
I've been dying to say that.
This is awesome.
We're having too much fun, as you can see.
This is the more colloquial version of Unlock Your Wealth Today.
This is the Vegas post-party version.
Exactly. I went to bed at 2 a.m. and I was back up at 6.
That's right.
So I didn't even fall asleep.
So, you know, who needs that?
Yeah, well, I know, not here.
There's excitement and money to be made, so we don't need to breathe. We don't need to sleep.
Well, and liberty to be fought for.
There's liberty to be fought for, which means we're going to fight for it.
Well, absolutely.
And there's freedom to be had, and that means we're going to get it. Financial, political, intellectual.
Personal. Economic,
exactly.
All sorts of stuff.
In any way you can chew it up.
Yes.
We're going to chew it up.
Chew it up. We're going to get it all.
Exactly.
Wrestle the anaconda, suck the marrow out of life.
We're going to suck the marrow out of life.
There we go.
Exactly.
So for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And I have our regular quarterly guest host showing up, our freedom championing philosopher, our top market analyst, and oh yes, he's the Renaissance man, Jim Woods.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Very kind intro. Appreciate it. I'll attempt to live up to all those monikers.
Yeah, see, if you just keep raising the bar, people will just keep achieving. That's the key. Just keep moving the mark and they'll just work harder, right?
Actually, that is very true. You know, people are capable of doing much more than they think they are. You know, if you expect a lot of someone, they're going to deliver it. If you expect mediocrity from somebody, guess what they're going to deliver?
Mediocrity.
So that's why you always have to challenge yourself. You know, you have to challenge yourself to do better in life. You have to challenge yourself to be a better example of a human being, to be a better person. Look in that mirror and say, I like this person. You know, don't settle for just being a person that, you know, is getting by in life. Who the hell wants to get by?
Well, no. I mean, if we're going to be here, we might as well make the most.
Yeah, I want to prevail. I don't want to just get by.
Right.
So.
Yes, you can survive or you can thrive.
Exactly.
So I'm all about the thriving. So we're here broadcasting live from Freedom Fest at the Paris Hotel and Casino in the lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are in we did the kickoff, so we're kind of day three.
Day three. It's hard to keep track of the days in Vegas. Because you don't go out of the building.
No windows, no clocks.
Yeah, no windows, no clocks, no... there's just people and bars and action, so, you know.
But it's exciting. So Freedom Fest is the largest gathering of free minds. And if you haven't been paying attention to social media for the last month or so, you've probably missed some of or maybe all of my updates. But we're finally here. We're broadcasting live. We're meeting some incredible folks. And let's just talk a little bit about what Freedom Fest has to offer, because we've done some great interviews so far and we've gotten an opportunity to watch some presentations here.
The goal of Freedom Fest, which is a brainchild of my friend and co-editor of the Fast Money Alert with me, Dr. Mark Skousen, he wanted to create an environment and an event that brought together all of the free market liberty-oriented kind of stars of the field, economists, writers, social commentarists. People from the science world, people from the literature world, people from the investing world like us. And he wanted to bring kind of a Liberty banquet, you know, to get as many people as possible to get involved in it and to discuss these issues. And I mean, there's so many panels and various things on science, things on medicine, things on socialism versus capitalism is a big theme this year. So there's all kinds of presentations here, and there's all kinds of like action here. It's almost frustrating because at one point I'm giving a panel at the same time I want to see another panel, and I can't give a panel at the same and also watch the panel I want to watch. So, you know, so I chose to give the panel.
You know what? I think the people here appreciate
that. Oh, thank you. But I missed the panel I wanted to see.
I know.
So, you know.
That's the frustrating part about Freedom Fest is where do you go? Because there's so much.
It's so much,
a buffet, like you said.
It's a Liberty buffet. So, but the good thing is a lot of the guests that we've been talking to actually joined us here on both on Unlock Your Wealth and on Way of the Renaissance Man podcast. So we've got a lot of really good people in the pipeline. And then over the next 6 months or so, we're going to have some really good podcasts and the interviews that we've booked on.
Yeah.
So
the content.
The content's going to be right. So don't change that dial.
And we have 2 more days of filming, too. So it's,
exactly.
We've got a lot. This is just the beginning. Today, we're back to back. So so let's talk about the presentations we've had a chance to watch.
Okay.
So you and I have gone to different ones, and we went to, I think, one at least together. So what, so far, what's been provocative for you?
Well, I listened to a little bit of the debate on kind of conscious capitalism versus dog-eat-dog capitalism.
I wanted to see that one.
So that one was between Whole Foods editor John Mackey and Kevin O'Leary, the Shark Tank, mm-hmm. kind of the bad boy of the Shark Tank, you know. His famous line is, capitalism's all about making money. If you want a friend, get a dog. So, which you gotta love, you know. But John Mackey is, you know, his idea is capitalism's a lot more than just making money. It's about helping society. Now, I think they're both right. Because capitalism's all about making money, but it's also about making money for your shareholders, which is helping society because we're growing the pot for everyone. And if you're someone like John Mackey and you have a lot of socially oriented goals and you want to do some good things with your money, then you have the money. You've made the money so you can do what you want with the money. Now, the problem, of course, comes in when the government tries to step in and say, oh, well, we think that every corporation's profit should 10% should go to this, or we're going to tax you an extra 15% to pay for that. Then it's not voluntary. Then it's by force. Then you don't have a choice. And when you don't have a choice, you hate it. And nobody likes to be forced to help someone. People like to help some people. But they don't want to be forced to help people. You know, and that's what Freedom Fest is all about. How do you like navigate the idea that people need help,
right,
but people don't want to be forced to do something? So it was an interesting debate. Actually, the winner of the debate ended up being John Mackey. People thought his argument prevailed, but I don't think there really was an argument. I think that they were both right, you know.
And so that's why I really wanted to go to that one, but I had interviews, so
yeah.
I was kind of.
I know you were working for a living. I was out there playing. And then we saw the new director of the Ayn Rand Institute.
Yes, Tal Stefani.
Tal Stefani's great, really interesting guy. He's actually going to be on the Way of the Renaissance Man podcast a little bit later today.
Yeah, today.
And he's a really interesting guy. He's a true kind of Renaissance man. He was a helicopter pilot. He's an engineer. And now he's a philosophical activist.
A jazz drummer,
yeah. So, I mean, you know, you can't really get too much more Renaissance man than that. Plus, he's a super nice guy.
Right, so. And he's articulate. Oh, and he's, you know, a very successful entrepreneur.
He built
an amazing company.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And then actually yesterday also, one of the highlights for me personally was I have a friend here that also works for the Ayn Rand Institute, who's a filmmaker, and he's been my friend for over 3 decades. And we've seen each other over the years. We went to UCLA together. We've seen each other over the years, and he's been the kind of one of those friends that you keep in touch with because you really have a lot in common, you like each other, but you don't really see each other that often just because we all have our own lives. But we met, we reconnected here, and he was on the show, and it was a fantastic episode. So so far it's been a home run. Not to mention that big steak dinner last night was phenomenal.
Carnivores prevailed last night. Yes. So out of the shows, or what other talks do you want to go to? Are there any that
well, everyone should go to the talk that I'm going to be giving later on this afternoon. Top 10 stocks to own right now.
Well, considering that this is about financial freedom here at Unlock Your Wealth Today.
So if you need more information on that, just go to jimwoodsinvesting.com. That's where you'll find all the content for that kind of, for that topic. But, there's tonight is the main, one of the main draws tonight is the keynote speech is Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller. And he's going to be talking about the magic of freedom. It's a great topic. And we've been trying to get him to appear here for about like 8 years because he lives right down the street and he shares the show at the Rio, the Penn and Teller magic show. And I've seen that show many times. And Penn is a big champion of liberty. He's big in the skeptic movement. And I've met him several times. And he's a really great guy to know. And I am really looking forward to seeing that. So that's only a few hours away. So I'm pumped up.
And, speaking of the skeptic movement, we got Michael Shermer coming back.
Yes. We have the director of the Skeptic Society and a Skeptic Magazine publisher and a man behind the scene. So it should be good.
So we have a boatload of interviews scheduled. So who are you looking forward to outside of Tao that you haven't talked to before? Because we're revisiting some folks from previous years. I've got our healthcare guy to talk about healthcare reform and freedom of choice. Jeff Cantor is back this year.
Yeah, and we got Grover Norquist is back. I'm actually looking at him right here over my shoulder. He's spying. He's spying on me over here.
And he's kind of walking back.
Yeah, and then I see also. There's a really interesting guy. His name is Sabo. He's an artist.
Yes.
And he's a street artist, a guerrilla artist. But he does like kind of like libertarian, conservative kind of art. So he's not doing the tip. He's atypical in the art community. Right. And he lives in L.A., where I live. And you see his billboards all around. And he's caused quite a stir. People have been blocked. He's like a social media pariah.
Twitter banned him.
An interesting guy. Yeah. I met him yesterday. We met him yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he's a real interesting guy. So I'm looking forward to speaking with him on Saturday. And then I've got we've got some people that are not real names that you would know, but they're really interesting Renaissance-oriented people. I got a brilliant investor named Mike Turner coming on.
Yes.
So, and I've got some friends that I know that are just guys that I like to talk music with, and they're going to come on the show. So.
Yay. That's going to be great.
Yeah, so it's a diverse.
And we also have like one of your colleagues, Hillary Kramer, is coming by.
Yes, Hillary Kramer. Hillary, she's another fantastic stock picker, and she's going to be telling us some Fox News stories. She was a frequent contributor to Fox, so I'm going to ask her about that new Roger Ailes. She's got some good Roger Ailes stories.
That'll be curious.
I can't wait to hear about those. I actually heard about some of them, but I'm not going to tell. She does.
we had a first yesterday for the Renaissance Man. You haven't even mentioned that.
What would that first be?
Well, so I did a real fluff piece.
Okay.
Veronique DeRuggi on, and we're going to talk about the little winkers and why that matters with liberty.
And
your wallet.
I don't even see things in gender. Oh. You're the one of those gender stereotypers. So I just see people for who they are,
Well, but okay. So,
but she is the first female to be on the Way of the Renaissance Man podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Because we're seeing all the men.
I was going to have you be the first person on the Way of the Renaissance Man that is female, but she beat you to it. I mean,
I keep asking you won't do it,
so.
Whatever. I'm no prima donna. Just ask who built the set.
She doesn't have time for a peon like us.
Who built the set? Look at all of this fabulous. tell us about Bullseye Stock Trader, because I had a chance to take a peek before I came down here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to see what the markets
are doing. Are we making money still?
Yes, we're still making money. Yeah. All I do is I look, I go into the app, and I look up at the top, and I'm like, if it's green, it's good.
Exactly.
And so I just like, if it's green, it's good.
Well, there's been a lot of green lately in the markets, that's for sure. The service you're referring to is my Bullseye Stock Trader service, and it launched in late December. And we're, I think you're up about 50%, something like that, 50%.
In the 40s.
Yeah, in the 40s. So, I mean, official performance is right around that, too. So we've killed it. We've doubled the S&P. And we've done that with a combination of stocks that we buy at the right time. And also stocks options that we buy at the right time on those stocks, call options. So the strategy is real easy. Anybody can do it. And I walk you through all the trades and There's no kind of guessing at what to do. It's just, we just do it.
So. You know, one of my favorite publications that you produce, and it's available to everyone, it's a free service, is your Deep Woods column. Yeah. And you've been writing some really great pieces kind of connected to Freedom Fest here and talking about liberty. And would you just share a little bit about the last piece you wrote in anticipation of Freedom Fest?
I wrote a couple. I mean, basically, the thesis is that liberty is something that requires vigilance. Okay, liberty is something that is not you should not take for granted, because it's the kind of master value in a hierarchy that makes all the other values possible. You can't achieve your values unless you have the freedom to pursue your values, and in a collectivist society, you don't have the freedom to pursue your values. In a capitalist society, you have the most freedom to do it. Mm-hmm. Right now in America, we have a mixed economy that's fairly free, but it's not as free as it needs to be. And it's increasingly kind of trending in the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling like. It's
exactly.
Getting encroached.
Yeah, it's being encroached upon, and people don't seem to be caring that you know, there's other values involved. So we have to... If you want to make sure you're free and you want to make sure that you preserve the ability to achieve your values, you need to look at it like that. And you need to champion. You need to not be a bystander. You need to do whatever you can. And that could be something like what we do, or it could be just something like, you know, social media posts, or it could just be calling out people for spewing stuff that maybe doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, like when you see like, someone say we're going to have free healthcare and free education for them. Well, there's no thing that's free.
Right.
There's zero things that are free, especially high-end goods like medicine and education. Okay.
Right.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Well, but there's a value that's created. I mean, then that's what we forget about. Yes, there's the big price tag, but what kind of caused that?
Exactly.
You know, what caused that is these overbilling for insurance companies and all of the legislative red tape that forces costs to go up.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons for it, but the main reason is the markets that are the most expensive and the most altered are also the ones that happen to be the most government involvement.
Right.
So,
right.
It's not a surprise that technology products keep getting cheaper and medicine keeps getting more expensive. And it's because medicine, you don't have to pay your own bills.
Right.
You got a third party or Medicare system paying for it.
If you were writing that check, you'd have a little bit more understanding and you'd be a little bit more upset and kind of called to action.
Yeah, it's just like when for a long time I was an employee for different news organizations and investment companies. And I used to get a paycheck and they would take out my withholding taxes. And I would say, okay, you know, and at the end, I'd say, oh, well, this is how I'm making some pretty good money here. What, you know, what's going on? But then when I became a freelancer, and I've done that for the last 15 years or so, a private contractor with my own business, I would get 1099 income and I would get a lot more money, but I'd also have to pay like a big chunk of that to Uncle Sam every 3 months,
yeah.
You know? And that's the problem. You don't realize, like, if we all had to write that check every 3 months, We would hate it.
We would think about it a lot.
We would think about it a lot.
Sure.
Exactly. We realize how much money goes into the coffers. And, you know, the more successful you are, the more they want to take.
Right.
You know, and like it goes back to the what we talked about at the beginning. If you would choose to give some of that money to organizations that you like, which I do, then it's fine. But when somebody puts a gun to your head virtually and says, I got to pay more. and we're going to do, we know better than you know what to do with your money, then you're, then it's like when, then the fight starts.
That's where I have a problem.
That's where I have a problem.
Yeah, because, you know, I have causes and passions that are important to me.
Right.
And those are the things that I want to nurture and care for, you know. Being an intellectual is extremely important. Promoting objectivism is extremely important to me, you know. And then also preserving all of our liberties that we were already given and that seem to be hammered away at each and every day.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, you can, it would be nice to choose the battles. Like, I mean, one of the things that came out of that Mackey and O'Leary thing is, you know, O'Leary was like, we can't save every little baby whale, and we can't save every, you know, every, like, every forest and that. And Mackey was like, you don't have to do it all. You just have to do the ones that you want to do,
right.
You know. And so I thought that was a good point, you know, just be able to try to help the things you want to try. Because we all, as human, as individual human beings, we don't have control of over like the entirety of the world. All we have is control over us, and we barely have control over that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have control over our own actions, our own ideas, our own motivations for the most part. Although an argument can be made that we don't really have that much control, but that's a whole different philosophical. That's a show I'm going to talk with Michael Shermer about.
Yeah,
Shermer about.
That'd be a good one.
But yeah, the whole, it's a debate in philosophy on free will versus determinism. But the larger point is that we have a finite amount of time on the planet, and everybody knows that, whether you think there's another dimension later or if you don't, this planet is finite. So what are we going to do now? What are you going to do today to make your life better? What are you going to do right this second? Besides watching this, what are you going to do? You know, the choice is up to you. You can either do something or you can let it wash over you like a wave. I'm not going to let it wash over me, and you're not either. And we don't want anybody listening to this to do that either. Take responsibility, take action. You know, grab the bull by the proverbial horns and pull it down.
Yay, wrestle him. So if folks want to find out more about all of the wonderful things that you're doing, where can they go?
Oh, thank you. For the investment ideas and for the Deep Woods publication, the free e-letter, go to jimwoodsinvesting.com. You can get it all there. You just read all about it. And then if you want to find out about the Way of the Renaissance Man podcast, simply go to wayoftherenaissanceman.com.
Well, thank you again for being a part of the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For those of you driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthToday.com is here where you can visit Jim's show page, get the links to all of his wonderful resources, and so much more. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today. Boom. Yay, Instagram. What do you think? You got the behind the scenes.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.